From NPR News to All Things Considered, I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Pakistan says it has seen sufficient evidence to justify indicting Osama bin Laden. The announcement by Pakistan is a major boost for the United States' efforts to build an international coalition against terrorism and isolate the Taliban regime in Afghanistan. NPR's Eric Weiner reports from the Pakistani capital, Islamabad.
Pakistani government spokesman Riaz Mohammad Khan made the announcement at a news conference this afternoon.
We have seen the material that was provided to us by the American side yesterday. This material certainly provides sufficient basis for indictment in a court of law.
Pakistan is not the first nation to endorse America's case against bin Laden. Western countries have already voiced their support, but Pakistan's endorsement carries added weight. It's the first Muslim nation to back the U.S. claims against bin Laden, and Pakistan was once a strong supporter of bin Laden's main benefactor, the Taliban regime in Afghanistan. That support is fast evaporating. Officially, Pakistan still maintains relations with the Taliban, but it has withdrawn all of its diplomats from Kabul and appears to have given up on its one-time ally. Leaders of Pakistan's four major Islamic parties have canceled plans to send another delegation to Kandahar, the Taliban stronghold, convinced there is simply no chance of a breakthrough. During two previous visits, the Taliban's spiritual leader, Mullah Mohammad Omar, reportedly refused to even discuss handing over Osama bin Laden. Pervez Hoodboy is professor at Qadiazm University in Islamabad.
Mullah Omar is responsible, in his view, only to the voice above, from above. And therefore, he does not have to listen to who created him, who benefited him, who obliged him, or who offers him support.
The Taliban has precious little support these days, apparently even from within its own ranks. There are unconfirmed reports that Taliban soldiers are defecting to the opposition. One of those opposition leaders is Hamid Karzai, a former Mujahideen fighter who now lives in exile here in Pakistan. Like many Afghans, Karzai briefly supported the Taliban when they rose to power 5 years ago, but no longer. Sitting outside a guest house in Islamabad this afternoon, Karzai took a deep breath, paused, and then declared that the Taliban are finished.
They have ruined Afghanistan. They have destroyed our people. They have destroyed our property. They have brought disrespect to Afghans within Afghanistan and disreputation to our country outside of Afghanistan. They must go.
The Taliban leaders remain defiant, insisting that they are the best hope for Afghanistan. Mullah Mohammad Omar has launched an appeal to wealthy Muslims around the world, asking for donations to help fend off a possible U.S. military strike. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Islamabad.